Today's daf is Zvachim daf Samach Gimel. And we'll start with the Mishnah on the top of Samach Gimel and Aleph as we continue Perek Kadshe Kadshim. So if you remember, these two prakim that we're dealing with is all about the different karbanos, the different areas where the karbanos are shechted and all the different avodas that are done. And now we have, moving over from all the animal karbanos, now we move over to the karban mincha. And then we'll have on the bottom the karban of chatas ha'of. So, minachos hayu nikmatzos b'chamakam azara. Karban mincha has kmitza done anywhere in the azara. Anywhere in the azara, it's not, even though it's kache kachim, and even though kmitza is parallel to shechita, and shechita of kachi kachim has to be in the north, but kmitza does not. Kmitza could be anywhere in the azara. The Rishash, even before we get into the content of the Mishnah, the Rishash wonders why minachos here are discussed before oaf. Because if you have to talk about all the animals, we'll discuss first. But if you look, what's the difference? If you look in the Mishnah later on in Daf Pei Tes, in the 10th parak, that's parak Kala Tadir, where it talks about all different karbanos and how they connect and compare to each other. So that's the parak Kala Tadir Mechaver Kodem Eschaver. That's the Makavir Tadir Shino Tadir, one of the sources. But the Mishnah says in the second Mishnah there, Kala Makudish Mechaver Kodem Eschaver. Anything that is more sanctified and holier than their friend, Kodem Eschaver. So Dam Chadas goes before Dam Ola, and it discusses all the cases. But four lines from the bottom, it says, Ofos Kodem Menachis. If you have in front of you a carbon mincha and a carbon oaf to bring, you do the oaf before the mincha. Why? Because they're blood carbonists that has more kedusha. And therefore, why here in our parak does the Mishnah first discuss minachas and then ofos if the order is the opposite in terms of how it's brought? So the Rishashtra says it must be lemaisa because minachas is much smaller here, because most of the halachas of Menachos are in Meseches Menachos, starting sometime a little before Pesach. So says the Rishash, here, it just gets it out of the way. Kind of says it, it's small, and then we're going to get into the halachas of Chataos, which is going to then lead us into the whole next parak, which is all about the different halachas related. Okay, that's why it says Menachos first before Ofos. So Menachos hayu nikmatzos b'chamakam azara. So it's done anywhere in the azara, v'ne'echalos lifnim minaklayim, and it's eaten, the shiari mincha, right, which are eaten by the Kohanim, are eaten all over inside the klayim, inside the curtains, and only lezichri kahuna, only for the male kahanim, because it is kachi kachim. B'chol machol, they can eat it any way they want. L'yom alayla ad chatzos, day and night, like kachi kachim, until chatzos, as we mentioned, until chatzos is gzera, up until the night, unless it's talking about a carbon toda, which specifically might be smaller, maker at the time, maker adin, which is also a form of a carbon mincha. 2 points. Number one is the lashon, just to remind ourselves, we had it 10 blot ago, but the lashon of klaim here. Unlike, it should say, azara, right? But it says klaim, which is a lashon for the mishkan, and not for the Beis HaMikdash. So we mentioned 10 blot ago, the Teferis Yisrael. Teferis Yisrael both here and in Maseches Makos. The Teferis Yisrael here alludes to it a little bit. He says, first of all, maybe klaim includes the lishkos, the little rooms around the side of the azara, and that is why it doesn't say azara, because azara might not have known those. And therefore, he says, "Vafilu meyatam enakal lefrim meaklaim below toch azara mishad deretz alomar bechol makom shu toch hekef aklaim af sheino azara mamish." Rak lishchos ohechol mutter laachlin sham mashenke shchitasam bechol makom bazara hayne bazara dafka velo behechol. Right, so that's number one. And number two, the interesting opinion, but only really he says in brackets, the muchach mikan the kol perek zeh mi de'ein bo machlokes hu belashen mamish kamoshen nivzar lano Moshe Rabbeinu olav hashalom misinai. As we said, that's where he expands on it in Maseches Makos, where in the third parak, Eloin Alokin, it just has the list of all the surim that one is Chayiv Makos for. So one of them is eating Kachi Kachim outside of the Klaim. The same lashon is used there. So there he says in the Boaz, not in the Yachin, but in the Boaz, just like the Mishnah Brura is to the Bir Halacha, as the Yachin is to the Boaz. If you get the understanding, it's more the lumdis and the kashas of tirutzim. Amnam, he says in the Boaz, Levi Mashakasav Tosfas, Taha Mishnayis Hayu Kodem Rebbe, Rak Rebbe Sidron, as so says in Baba Kama, a lot of the Mishnayos were already formed and formulated before the time of Rebbe. We say Rebbe put it together. Rebbe took some, he decided which discussions of the Beis Medrash would merit being in Mishnayos, but he also had some that were given exact from Mesorah, from earlier generations. He didn't write them all. He didn't formulate them all. Some of them he just took from earlier. V'chein muchach lanias dadim moed katan. It says moed katan too. That again, a number of Mishnayos were there from beforehand. Imke kol mesachas kelim far sur b'yamav. Also, we have the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, where the Gemara says that Avram Avinu had mesachas Avodah Zarah with 400 prakim in it. Even though we only have 5 prakim, so he had a Maseches Avodah Zarah. That's what it says. Al Masha Mishnayis Kfar Hayisturos Belashonon Rak Rebbe Sidron Upirkan, and therefore this Mishnah he quoted verbatim from earlier. Matzasi Kasuv to call Mishnah Shein Ba Machlokes Kachayisum Mesur Belashonu Kaviyasam Moshe Ben Olav Hashalom. Doesn't have any Machlokes because Machlokes started after Moshe, way after Moshe. Umiaytaima Amrina Perkezom Makoman. That's why he uses the discussion of Klayim. So whenever we do one of these Mishnayos with the word Klayim in it, it's very special because it's going all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. So that is Ha'ara number one in the language. The other problem, though, is that here in the Mishnah itself, it uses different language. Not just like in the earlier Mishnah that we had, that it uses the Lashon of Klayim. But here, in one line, it uses both. It first says, the Mincha is Nikmat in all place in the Azara, and that it's eaten anywhere in the Klayim. So it means the same thing. So if you want to tell me that it has to do with Moshe Rabbeinu, so why doesn't it say Klayim both times? So that's what the Rishash said earlier, exactly what the Tiferes Yisrael also said his other day, and that is to include the Lishkos HaPanuyas Bachol Psuchos LaKodesh, to include those other offices. You're right, Rebbe changed that word, because he wanted to include the Lishkos that were not in the Mishkan. There were no offices in the Mishkan, you didn't have walls, it was curtains. And they were, yeah, you had some krushim, but you didn't have offices that opened on the north side or any other side, so therefore he changed that word, even if it's the rest of the Mishnah said Klayim, but that word he changed because Halacha had to be expressed, and that's why he had to change that one. Okay, says the Gemara. Let's continue now. Amar Belazar, Mincha Shenikmatza Behechal Kshera. A Mincha that is Nikmatz in the Heichal. Right, we know that Mincha, the Mishnah just said it could be Nikmatz in anywhere in the Azara. What about inside the Heichal? Right next to the menorah or the Shulchan? Could you do Kmitza there? So yes, Rabbi Elazar says it's Kasher. Why? How do you know? Shekein Matzinu B'Silik Bazichin. Because you know from the Silik Bazichin. What's the Silik Bazichin? The Bazichin were little cups of frankincense, of Lavona, that hung on the side of the Shulchan, of Lechem upon him, every Shabbos. How were the Kohanim, when were the Kohanim allowed to eat the Lechem upon him? It was after these Bazichin, after this frankincense was taken to the Mizbeach HaChitzon and burned there. Once it was burned, once the Lavona was Huktar, so then the Lechem upon him was burnt for the Kohanim. There's a Machlokas in the Mishnayos and Menachos, how exactly they were switched. Were they taken off and a little while later they put the new ones? Or does the word Tamid mean that you have to have Kohanim going in at the exact moment that the previous week's Lechem Apanim are removed, the other ones are pushed in from the other side. So are you not allowed to have more than a second without the Lechem Apanim? That's a Machlokas Tanoim. But either way, says the Gemara, the Silik Bazichin, the removal of the Bazichin, is like Kmitza of any other Karban Mincha. Because Lechem Apanim is a Karban Mincha. Where do you have Kmitza? By Lechem Apanim. Where do you take part of it to burn on the Mizbeach? That's the Bazichin. That's like a Kmitza of the Lechem Apanim. That's what Rashi and Tosfos here discuss. It's like a Kemitza, and therefore, you see, it's being done in the Heichal, right? Because you take the Bazichin off of the Shulchan in the Heichal, so it must be that any Kemitza can be done in the Heichal as well. Masa, let's continue a little more, and then we'll come back. Masa Rav Yirmiyah. Rav Yirmiyah says, is that really true? You could do Kemitza in the Heichal. The Kamatz Misham. It says that you should do kamitza from there. Where do we say from there? The Yisrael brings his Karban Mincha to the Kohen, and the Yisrael, as we know, cannot walk all over the Azara. The Yisrael is only allowed to go into the first 11 Amos on the east side of the Azara. The Ezras Yisrael, that's it. And if he has Tzara'az, he can't even go that far. He can only go up to the doors. Shar Nikanor. But you can walk in. So it says that the Kohen takes Misham. So V'kamas Misham, Mimakom Sharagli Azar Omdo. So we darshin, it means from the place where the feet of the Tzar are standing. That's where a Kemitza should be done. So how can you say it can be done in the Heichal? Okay, even if you don't want to say it's limited to the 11 Amos, a Zark for sure cannot go into the Heichal. So what does it mean that, how could you say, how could Rebbelezer say that could even be done in the Heichal? Ben Beseber Omer, but now that we're quoting this Brice, we quote the other sheet also, though we don't need it for the question. Ben Beseber Omer, Minayin Shim Kamatz Bismol, Sheyachzer V'Gikmos B'Yamin, how do I know that if I did Kemitza with my left hand, as possible, but I could redo it, I could put it back in. Put it back in and then do it again with my right hand. How do you know that's okay? Tamalomar, Misham, Mimakam, Shekamatz Kvar. So we darshan that also, for he darshan that for the word Misham, Vikamatz Misham, from there we already took from. Question mark. So how could you say that Kemitza could be done in the Heichal? Doesn't have to be done from a place where a Zar could stand. Ika da Amre, who most of love, who mafarik law. Some say he asked his own question and he answered his own question. The Ika da Amre, and others say no. Omele Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yirmi, about Tachlifa. Azbar lecha. I'll explain it to you. Lo nitzercha el hachshir kol azar kula. This makkah, this drusha of taking it from a place where the Zar stands is not coming to exclude any place. It's just coming to include. It's coming to include anywhere in the Azara. Why? Zalkadai the Chamina, I might have thought. Hova ola kachi kachim, umincha kachi kachim. Just if an ol is kachi kachim and a mincha is as well, ma ola tu de tzafon, af mincha tu de tzafon, you might have thought that the mincha has to have kibitza done in the north. Because it's also kachi kachim, kamash malan, that's the drasha. No. From where the Zar stands, meaning even on the east side of the Azara. But it's not to exclude Heichal, it's not to exclude any other part of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay? So that is not a problem on Rebbe Elazar. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Would we really have thought that? We really would have thought that it's exactly like Ola. Mala Ola, Shekein Kalil. What do you mean? We wouldn't have compared it to Ola. Ola is totally burnt to the Mizbeach. So how, Mincha wouldn't be compared to that. So what would be the Havamita to limit it to Tzafon? So the Gemara says, Mei Chatas. No, you also might have learned it from Chatas. And therefore, that could have been a real source that I might have learned Safon. Ma'ala chatas shekei mechaperes al chayvi krisus. What about chatas? I would have said, no, you cannot compare mincha to chatas because chatas is mechaper. A mincha is not mechaper al chayvi krisus. Yes, there is a certain type of mincha that it comes ba'al chait. We'll get to that, Hashem, later, Olav Yorid, but still, it's not Mechab HaChavi Krisis in general, that's not its Bahus, so therefore I wouldn't have learned it from Chatas, Mei Asham. No, I could have learned it from Asham. So again, Ma'ala Asham Shkei Mine Damim. Again, Asham, though, is a different category. So the Mishnah, the Gemara is saying, I would not have learned Mincha from Chatas, Asham, Olav, the Olav, something different about it. So what's the Havamina to say that I would need Safon? So it says, Mikolu. No, maybe I would have learned it from all of them together. So Malakolosh gave me a damim. No, all of them have something up on Mincha, and therefore you wouldn't have had to have a meeting to compare them, and therefore you don't need the pasuk to makshir the entire Azara. So Ella Itzrich. Salka that if you needed for the following, this would have been the drasha, not comparing it to Ola, but as follows: Salka da chamino ho v'ksiv v'hi gisha el hamizbeach, because it says you have to bring it close to the mizbeach. We'll learn the southeast corner, southwest corner. The heirimi menu b'kumso, and then you do kemitza from there. Mahagasha b'keren maravas dromis af kemitza b'keren maravas dromis kamash malon, because the kemitza is compared to the hagasha. So I would have thought that you would have had to do it right in that spot. Kamash malon, you could do it wherever you want. That's the drasha of Misham, Mimakom, Sheragli Azar Omdos. That's the drasha that is said there. Okay, but that is all part one of this Amud, Rebbe Elazar Shita, that Kemitza could be done even in the Azara. Even in the Azara. The Rambam says, in Chutzuliyah Makdashim, this is only a halacha b'di'evet. Only halacha b'di'evet. Says the Rambam in Suli Magdashim Yud Aleph Dalid Kamatz Achehu Bachutz VeNichnas Lifnim. Yeah, I'm sorry. First, this is the opposite. First, he says in Pirush Mishnayis that Kmitza in the Heichal is only B'di'evet. He says, what happens if you do Kmitza Bachutz? This says it could do it on all the Azara. So if you do Shchut Echutz, that's an Issa Daraisa. You're finished. What if you do Kmitza Bachutz? So the Rambam says Kamatz Achehu Bachutz VeNichnas Lifnim Yachzer V'Yikmos Bifnim B'Kasher. You get out of it, unlike Shechita, but you could just do it. You could be outside. Argmar didn't talk about that, right? That you could do it outside the Azara and then bring it in. So that's what the Rambam says. You do it outside and then you bring it in. It's based on a Tosefta, right? So that is an added element. Why is it only B'di'evet kosher in the Heichal? Why don't you say it's lechatchila? Where it says kshera. So why is it only bidiyeved? So the Radvaz says maybe it's based on the line that the Gemara says lechatchila. You need mimakam shazar omed. So the Radvaz says in Maisa Karbanis. The Rambam says hakimitza b'chol makam bazar v'im kamas beichal kshera v'im tomar yet the Radvaz. Yud beis, the Maisa Karbanis. Im kein afil lechatchila nami, dumi the siluk bazichin, obviously you have to do there because that's where the shulchan is. So where it says lokasha, taksiva kamatz bishami, makam sharagli azar omdos, v'haikro lechatchila hu, that's the lechatchila, and therefore you need to do it there. The Karen Ora, along these lines, seem to say, you know what is based on the Yisr of Bia Rekanis. There is a separate Yisr Dal Raisa. Sefer Achidah counts it, separate losaseh, in mitzvah, kuf pei dalin, the first losaseh in Parshas Achrayimos. Shlo yikatsu ha-kohanim b'kaleis b'mikdash, v'kol shkin zarim. Kohanim cannot go into the base of Mikdash whenever they want. Surely zarim, but even a kohen. Let's say a kohen's going to put on his, you know, he's in the mood to see the menorah. So, he's going to put on his big day kahuna, take a walk to see the menorah, isu daraisa, possibly. We'll get to in a second. What if he's going to go in just to bow down? He wants to do a shachavaya. Is that also rekanis? What does bia rekanis mean? So first the chinuch says shlo yikatsu akonim b'chol eis ela mikdash ela beis avodah shneimar v'al yavo b'chol eis ela kodesh. You can never go in. But the bali musar. What do you mean b'chol eis? Never. He goes in one time. Goes in one time a year. What do you mean b'chol eis ela kodesh? Says the kli yakar parshas achreimos. No, Yom Kippur is me'al hazman. Yom Kippur is not in this world. It's above time, right? And that's why the gemara says that. The Satan has power over 364 days a year, but not 365. There's one day he has no power, and that's Yom Kippur, because it is Me'al Hazman. The Gemara says, Ha Satan, it's Gematria 364. Right? Because there's one day that the Satan has no power. That is Me'al Ha'es. Val Yavav Ha'es, he never goes in. Right? That's the Klayakar on that pasuk, and the Gra is also quoted by many on this pasuk. Val Yavav Ha'es only applies to Kohanim Gedolim after Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen going whenever he wants. It's fascinating. If you look in Torah Shebichsav, thanks a lot. If you look in Torah Shebichsav, nowhere does it say, except the last pasuk in that whole parsha, in the beginning of Achrayimos, says it's Yom Kippur. It's talking about Yom Kippur. But the rest of that whole parsha, it just talks about the Avoda. This is what he does when he wants to go into the Kodesh Kodashim. So the Gra says that in his opinion, Aaron HaKohen could go in there whenever he wanted, as long as he did this Avoda. You got to do Avoda's Yom Kippur. But other Kohanim Gedolim only could go in on Yom Kippur. But anyway, that's the drasha on this pasuk by Yavav Chaleis. But that pasuk is the source for this Issur Daraisa of Kohanim going in whenever they wanted. V'yazir b'kan kohen gadol mehikanis b'beis kodesh hakadoshim afilu b'yom kipurim ela b'zman avoda. What if he wants to go in earlier, just to scout out, to know exactly what he's going to have to do? It's a hard avoda carrying the ketores and the gechalim. It's pretty hard. The Gemara says it's the hardest avoda. He can't go in. He can't check it. He's got to look at pictures. Thank you. Ela bizman ha avoda. Right? Only bizman avoda. He's allowed to go in. And then the Gemara, the Chinuch says, Midini ha mitzvah. Kohen gadol in a nechaz lakodesh kodashim ela biyom kippur. Shinechaz arba pamim volo yoser. Vekohen hedyo nechaz behechal avoda b'chol yom. Vekohen nechaz behechal shalolo tzorech avoda. Kegod sheyikanis afilo lehishtachavos. Here comes the machlokas rishonim. Loke ve'eno chayev misa. Zehu das harambam. If you go in there for nothing, so then that's an issur daraisa with chayev misa. If I go in there to be mishtachave, I want to serve a kodesh baruch, I want to be mishtachave, says the Rambam, issur daraisa, and you even get malchus for that. You just have chayev misa. That's the Rambam. The Ramban says there, no. V'kfar kazati l'malo shadasa Ramban zal, sh'amar sh'akrisa b'bayi sh'lo la'avode b'pru arosh v'karu b'gadim malami divrehem, v'yipkein l'dayta o'kol sh'nichlas l'shtachavos, efshar sh'inim malkos klal. It could be that according to the Ramban you wouldn't get malkos. V'isr zed al yavo yi b'beya rekadis l'gamrei, l'fisha zez zilzul b'kavad abayis l'kadis b'ochinim. Just to go in stump for no reason. Right, the Ramban would say, mamish no reason. But the Rambam says, if it's not for avoda, so then it is called Reikanis. And just the Chiddush continues, then we'll get to the Minchas Chinuch, who brings in our Gemara. The Chiddush continues, is this Isser Noeg Bizman Azeh? Right, Shalom Bizman Avoda. V'doheges Bizman Abayis B'Kohanim, V'yafilu Achshav, Shalom Bizman Abayis, Muzharim Anu Shalom Likanis L'Mikdash. V'ashimosi is B'Kdashechem, Avabi Shashomim B'Kdash and Omdin, V'kivan Shekein, Yeshli Limnos Isser Zeh, Bechal Yisurim HaNoagin Hayom. This Isser of Bia Reikonis applies today, says the Sefer HaChinuch. Not only is there do we get an Isser if we walk onto Har Bayis today in the wrong places, do we get an Isser of Knisa Bituma, but we also get an Isser of Bia Reikonis, because what are we going in there for? So that is the Chinuch that this Isser applies with Zman Hazeh. Good, that is the machlokah between the Rambam and the Ramban. But here in Os Vav, the Milchas Chedek quotes our Gemara, and he says, talks about the case of shechting inside the Heichal. When you shecht inside the Heichal, we're going to have cases in a minute. No, we said about Kmitza inside the Heichal. We're going to have in a minute about Shechita inside the Heichal. So he says, Shasat Chak, it might work. As we're going to see, if the enemy is surrounding you. But if the enemy is not surrounding you, I don't know, are you allowed to go in there, Stam? Go in there, Stam, to shech, to eat? He says, I don't know, maybe the whole discussion here is Shasat Chak. V'yev Shalomar, D'davka v'shasat Chak, k'mevur Hashem, d'gayim ikifo. We'll have that Gemara in a minute. Aval shlo b'shasat chak im nichnas lehechal v'shachat uveprat shchita de lava vodahi o nichnas lehechal v'achal im chay mishabir rekanis. I'm not sure. O dilma kiva da Torah hitir b'shasat chak lo v'bir rekanis. Or once the Torah allows it in shasat chak, then maybe it's totally mufka from this, from the iser umitzad asvara nearly the shchita lava vodahi v'bir rekanis. Okay, knockout a Gemara, the Hakachim Ksherim. V'lo knockout dim, agoy mikivit l'chachil yishkor b'heichal. Okay, that's what you think, assume there's only an Isser. It's only okay b'di'evin, but not okay if there is no Shasat Chak there. Okay, back to the Gemara. So first half of the Gemara we had, one is allowed to do kmitza b'di'evin in the heichal. So now, what about the next case? Says Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, shlamim sheshachtan b'heichal ksherim. What about shchit in the heichal? So a shlamim in the heichal is kasher. Shneamar v'shachtu Pesach ohel moed and v'lo yeh tafel chamer min ikker. Right, and the tafel came more than the ikker. If you can shecht it outside the ohel moed, and you even need the doors open connecting, so surely inside the ohel moed should be okay. Ask Tosfos, why couldn't we use this svara up top? Right, you could do kmitza in the Ohel Hazara. So what, how do you know that you can do kmitza even inside the Heichal? Because silik bazichin. What do you mean? Why don't you just say lo tafel lo ye tafel chamam an ikker? So Tosfos says dimaraskel shakain. No, he. What does mean tafel chamam an ikker mean? Here you have beferish the shchita shlamim has to be lifnei pesach ohel moed. So it has to be. It has to be in proximity of the ohel moed. So that's an tafel and an ikker. By kmitza it doesn't say pesach ohel moed. So we learn out it has to be in the Azara, but it doesn't say it in terms of proximity to the Ohel Moed, so that wouldn't be considered Tafel Chamen Eker. It wasn't Tole like it was by Shlamim with Pesach Ohel Moed. It's an important Ha'ara of Tosus. Okay, so Rabbi Yochanan says, Shchitas Shlamim in the Heichal is Kasher. Again, the Rambam here says, only Bidi Evid. Shenemar, the positive Shachal Moed Leitav Chamen Eker. Meisvei. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan ben Beseira. That's a new one. Rabbi Yochanan ben Beseira. See on the side, it changes it to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. And he says, in Sfarim Yishanim, I found Rabbi Yochanan. So it's either Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, but it's probably not Rabbi Yochanan ben Beseira, what we haven't heard of. So whichever one of those Amoram said it, Omer, Minayin, how do you know? Shemekifu Ovdek Achavim is called Azara. What if the Ovdek Achavim, Anasim, are surrounding the Azara? And Kohanim are scared. What's going to happen? Shahakohanim nechnasim l'sham. Kohanim are allowed to go in there. What's in there? The Peshitim Kabbalah adds in the word. Lehechal. Allowed to go into the Hechal. V'yochel l'sham kachi kachim. How do you know that they could go in and eat kachi kachim? Inside the Hechal, Tamalomar. Bakodesh hakadashim tochalenu. Right there, based on a pasuk. They could eat it inside. Say, ask the Gemara. V'yamai. What do you need the drasha for? To say that you could eat Kachi kachim in the heichal. Why don't you use the same drasha that we had by, same svara that we had by shchita? Neima b'chatzar ol moed yochlua. V'lo yeh tafel chamer min ikker. And according to Tosfos, it works out because it says ol moed. So if you could eat kachi kachim in the ol moed, so in the azara, so you should for sure be able to eat it in the ol moed in the heichal. So what do you have to have a special pasuk for? Sorry? Right, so no, they're trying to say that it's mutter, you see, but it's mutter based on the apasik. So I'm saying, but even before, by the shlamim, right, that was the Minchas Chinuch's issue. Once it's mutter b'shas atchak, is that saying it's only mutter b'shas atchak? Still inappropriate. Still, but the yeah, but he shouldn't do it. It's not the place to be doing these things. But still, why don't you say it's based on the svar of lo yitav chamam and ikker? Why do you say that it's based on a drasha? So Mara answers. Wait a minute. Hachi hashta. Hasam avoda. When it comes to shchita, you're doing an avoda. Even shchita is lav avoda, but you're still doing an avoda. Da adam oved b'makam rabo. Amrinan lo yetaf al chamam an ikar. So in a case where you're doing avoda, that a person is in the special place of Hashem, then you can say the svara. But achila deina adam ochel makam rabo. But eating, even of eating of kadshe of a karban, right? It's eating of kadshe kadshim, special karban. Still, lo yitav l'chamam neikar lo amrina. You don't say that. Eating and shechting is different. Even if you want to say eating is an avoda, which we'll talk more about soon, b'zrat Hashem, but still, it's not the same, and you could say eating is different than avoda, and therefore you need a pasuk to tell me that you could eat in the heichal. We mentioned a couple of days ago, I'll mention it again, the Ramban in Dvarim, with the Ramban in Perek Yurches, by this pasuk. By this pasuk, the Ramban says, what's the pasuk of the pasuk? Ba-kodesh ha-kodeshim. In the Kodesh Kadashim. So the Ramban says it sounds like that not only can you eat in the Heichal, you can even go in the Kodesh Kadashim to eat it. Ba-kodesh ha-kodeshim tochlenu. That's what it says in Parshas Korach. And it quotes it from Rashi. Rashi says, Lamed al-kodesh ha-kodeshim. Well, first he quotes from Rashi. She'en ha-chalm el-abazor l'zichay kahuna. He quotes that Rashi says in this pasuk, that Rashi says it, that it only means the Azara. And he says, I don't know what Rashi means. V'lo avinosi zik, ki kodesh ha-kadashim, eino makam achilas ha-karbanas. If you take the pasuk literally, it's kodesh kadashim. So that's not the achilas ha-karbanas. So he quotes our Gemara, that, oh, b'shas ha-tchak, pashas, you could even go into the kodesh ha-kadashim. That's what the Ramban says. But then he says, you know what, maybe the pasuk doesn't mean that. Maybe kodesh ha-kadashim just means b'kedusha kodesh kadashim. It doesn't mean in the Kodesh HaKadoshim geographically. Maybe it means Shatia Achilascha Bahem Bikdusha Chamura. Maybe that's what Kodesh HaKadoshim means. And if you look at the Mizrahi, the Mizrahi is very upset in letting any eating in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Again, that is interesting. How far does it go? Does it go even in the Kodesh HaKadoshim or only in the Heichal? Menachas Chinuch as well quotes this Ramban in Kuf Mem Aleph Os Dalid. The Menachas Chinuch here is discussing the mitzvah of eating the shlamim, and he says, the Rambam says you could even shech the carbon behind the heichal. The gam kodesh hakadoshim bichlal heichal. Achkeis lo reisi la Rambam sheyavize the chulu v'tzarachin ksas. But that's what the Minchas Chinuch assumes, that even the kodesh hakadoshim it would be okay. What about shechting kodesh kachim in the heichal? Right, we had shechting shlamim in the heichal. Would you say shechting kachik kachim in the heichal? Would that be any worse? You would say, might say, surely, if you shech the kachik kalim, you shech kachik kachim. So if you look, we have this way back, on Daf Yudalad of an Aleph, back in the first parak. Rashi there says, v'chinami, it would be kosher also. Shkadasuk sheira, if you shech kachik kachim in the heichal. But if you look in the Shittim, Mugubat says there, he argues, Yudalad of an Aleph. He says, v'kasha. It says later on our Gemara, Shlom Shashadam Hekel Ksherim, Shleitavachom and Iker, but that's only near Lamori, the Taiba Mishum the Chatas Tunet Safon, Ubehechel Lohavit Safon. Shlamim could be anywhere in the Azara, so it means anywhere in this rectangle, and therefore even the Hekel is included in the rectangle. But Chatas, ironically, Kachi Kachim needs Safon. So Hekel isn't Safon. So you want to say it's holier? So what? It needs Safon. It has a kfiyas makom, and therefore it cannot be done there because mechitzas a heichal mafsekes. Even if you want to say it's in the, let's say, a northern part, you want to say the mizbeach is in the southern part according to that day, and the mizbeach is raised. But so what? It's not good enough. It wouldn't be called Safon. Machlokas Rashi and Shita B'Kubatzis earlier on Daf Yudalid, whether when the Gemara here says shchitas shlamim could be done in the heichal, what about shchitas kachay kachim? Could that also be done in the heichal? So that is a machlokas. One more final point, and then we get into birds, and that is the last section that the Gemara just quoted. The Gemara contrasted avoda and achila. Avoda and achila. So it's achila is not called avoda. So that is true in relative terms. But elsewhere we have that the Rambam himself says that eating the karbanos is called an avoda. is called an avoda. The Rambam quotes these as mitzvos, in mitzvah peches, in mitzvah petest, but it's also part of the avoda, right? It says, bailam ochlim, koanim ochlim, bailam iskaprim, the Gemara says in Psachim, that it's what eating is going to get me kapara. It has to be part, at least quasi part of their avoda, sakarbanos, in order to bring me kapara. But that is the discussion of the Rambam. The big shiloh is there are Gemaras that seem to say, the Gemara in Yuma and elsewhere, that even eating less than a kezias is yotzei the mitzvah. So the question is, how can it be called a mitzvah if eating any type of achila, right, achilas matzah and achilas maror, and any type of, you have a mitzvah, shel achila, you have any suitous mitzvah. So you have to eat a kezias. So the Gemara says in Yuma, on Daf Lamites, that when the bracha was taken out of the lechem upon him, the tznuin stopped eating. Moshkenes yadehim. Why? Because they couldn't get a kezias. Couldn't get a kezias. They stopped eating. Right? The Tosfos Yeshanim there says, Dafka magiyu kapul, but kezias loy moshken yadehim. They wouldn't have been moshik yadam from eating a kezias, but because they weren't going to get a kezias anyway, shalohaya mitzvah sachila legamre, so then they stopped taking. So, but other, the pashas is that they, even less than a kezias is something. But is there any difference between the eating of karbanis and the eating of other mitzvahs achila? So let's come back to that if we have time. Let's go to Amud Beis, and then hopefully we'll have some time to come back to that mitzvah. Okay, well, let's go to the Mishnah though. Says the Mishnah, birds now for a parak and a half. Chatos ha'of. As we mentioned earlier in the Masechta, chatos and ola switch behemoth versus ophos. We spend a lot of time in the first couple of parakim talking about the uniqueness of the zrikos of the carbon chatas. That's chatas behema. That is, the zrikos are done above the chutas shikra on the chronos, and they're done on each corner. They're not shtayim shein arba, and they're done with each finger. Right, tefilas etzba we had in the first parak. A lot of uniquenesses to the zrika of the chatas. And an ola is done under lamata mechutas shikra. By birds it switches. By birds the ola is done above the chutas shikra, and ola sa'of, and the chatas sa'of is done below the chutas shikra. So first we're going to talk about chatas. Chatas sa'of, haisanasis al karen deromis ma'aravis. It's done on the, we'll see what is done exactly, is done on the southwest corner. Ubachamakam Isaac Shera, really, it was kosher anywhere. We'll talk about exactly what was kosher anywhere. Elazar Isa Makoma. You could have done it anywhere, let's say the Malika, but really, this is where it was done. Vishloshad Varmaisa Osakar Mishameshis Milamata. Vishloshad Milamala. That corner, that southwest corner of the Mizbeach, was a busy corner. Three things above the Chut HaSikra, and three things below the Chut HaSikra. It was used for Mi Lamata, what was Lamata? Chata Sa'of, number one, as we just said. That's where the blood was, and it was spritzed below. Vahagashos, and the Karban Minchas. It was brought to the southwest corner. Vahagish, we had that earlier. Vashiari Hadam, and the leftover dam of Chata of, Rashi says, Chatos Kitsonios. It was poured. That's where the holes were. That's where the shisen were, in the southwest corner. Those were the three things below. Umilamala. What milamala? What was above? What was up on top? Nisach hayayin v'amayim. So the two things were the nisach. The nisach hayayin that was done, we had the two cups up top. Right, the nisach hayayin that the wine was poured in by every nisachim, by every shlomim and ola. And the mayim, sukkas. Sukkah, nisach hamayim was done there on the southwest corner. V'olas ha'of, kshi rabba b'mizrach. And even olas ha'of was done up top there when there were too many olos ha'ov bring born in the east, so it was brought here to the west. Those are the three and the three. Good. Says the Mishnah, Kol ha'olon l'mizbeach, olon derech yamin. All who go up the mizbeach, whenever you go up the mizbeach, you always go up the ramp and make a right. Why? Because that's what we had. Kol pinos ha'tapona in apolo derech yamin. U'makifin v'yardin derech small. And you go around to the right, and you go all the way around, and you come down the left side. Chutz min ha'ola l'gimol elu. Except anybody who goes up for these three, who's using, right, if you use the southwest corner up top, meaning for the nisach ha'yayin and the nisach ha'mayim and the olas ha'of, for those three, you could go up straight and make a left. Elisha ha'yu olin v'yardin al akev. They went up, and they went down on their heel. They went up right there. He asked the Rishash, aren't you missing the Iker words? What do you mean, they went up? You should have said, you could make a left. Eshaya olin v'letzad smol. Why doesn't it say that? So, says the Rishash, look in Sukkah for a minute. If you look in Masech HaSukkah, there's a Brisa quoted. The Brisa says on Daf Mem Ches Mabes. Listen to the Brisa. Tana Rabbanan. Kol ha'olam mizbeach, olin derech yamin, u'makifin v'yardin derech smol. Chutz min ha'olam l'shloshet v'ramalalu. Sha'olin derech smol, V'chozer na la'akev. He says that. It adds in the word derech tzmo. So the Rashash says 2 points, and only the Rashash could do this. Number one, he says, we're missing 2 words here. Right? Missing 2 words. Derech tzmo should be quoted here. And number two, change over there, where it says turn rabbanon to tznan hasam. Because that Gemara is really quoting our Mishnah. Right, that's what the, if you change those words, change it to small, because here, Iker Chasam and Asefer, says the Rishash, and once you say that, so you can say that Gemara is quoting our Mishnah. Good, Rishash says, that'll, he had Shash on his fingertips, obviously. He had, he looked ahead, that Gemara in Sukkah, those 2 words there, he remembered, where, that it had that, those 2 words written there, Befeirish. Okay, so Minani Mili, how do I know that Achatas Ha'of is done on the southwest corner? Amar Yishua Amar Krop, because it says Ba in the Pasuk. This Pasuk is by the Karban Olah V'Yoreitz. Remember in Parshas Vayikra? So there are certain sins, Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, and one other, by a Shvua. So if somebody is very rich, it's the tax bracket Karban. If somebody's rich, they bring a behema, and if somebody's not so rich, they bring an oaf, and if somebody's really poor, so then they bring flour. So in that context, it says, by the mincha, by the really poor one, it says, lo yasam ale Hashem, and lo yalitin alev lavona, don't put any oil or frankincense on it, ki chatasi, because it is a chatas. So the mincha is called chatas. What were we just talking about before, into the psukim? Chatas ha'of. So you see, chatas ha'of is compared to mincha. The following lines, we will read it, but all the Rishonim say that it is a mistaken girsa, because it's wrong. So we'll read it, then we'll say what girsa they put in. There's a comparison here between chatas and mincha. Chatas kuya mincha, mincha kuya chatas. What's the comparison? Ma chatas tu netzafon af mincha tu netzafon. Just like chatas requires safon, so do mincha. That's wrong. Right, we just said in the Mishnah, mincha does not need safon. That's why it's a wrong girsa. Uma mincha bekerem maravis dromis, af chadas bekerem maravis dromis. Just like mincha needs maravis dromis, that we know from elsewhere, so do the chadas. The second half is what we're interested in. But the first half is wrong. So that's why Rashi and Tosas both changed the girsa. What's the first half of the limud? Just like chata, so too mincha. So Rashi says, it's just like chata, shelo lishma is pasul, so too mincha, shelo lishma is pasul. That's what Rashi changes the girsa. The end of Dibur Maschil Machatas. Rashi says Yodei Ani Shekirsa Zum Shibush, and at the end of that of the Dibur Maschil, he changes that. So that's Rashi. He throws in it's about Shelo Lishma. Tosfos quotes 2 other possibilities. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The 6th wide line in Tosfos. Tosfos quotes Reb Chaim. Oh, Reb Chaim. Somebody didn't know history. One would think, wow, Reb Chaim made it to Tosfos. V'harav Reb Chaim Garis. Reb Chaim was Gores. Ma chadas ha'of tuna yesod. Just like chadas needs a yesod, meaning you can't do it on the southeast corner. So too, af mincha tuna hagasha k'neged yesod. So you compare it in that way, in terms of yesod. And if you skip to the second to last line of Tosfos, we had a third girsa. Rabbeinu Tam Garis. Ma chadas tuna yemin, af mincha kain, delo k'rib shimin. Who says you can do it with your left hand? Okay, so 3 possible girsos. Rashi, Reb Chaim, Rav Chaim, and Rabbeinu Tam in terms of what the true girsa is. But either way, that is the makar. You learn, that's the makar for Chadas Ha'of having to be done on the southeast corner. Mincha Gufi Minalad. How do you know? So you learn it from Mincha. But how do you know Mincha itself has to be there? Titanya, because the Brisa says, Lifnei Hashem, Yaakov B'mayrav. You might think, it says Lifnei Hashem. You have to do the Mincha Lifnei Hashem. So you might think that means the west, because that's the pure Lifnei Hashem. Tamalomar Al-Panei Mizbeach. No, it says Al-Panei Mizbeach. The face of the Mizbeach. What does the face of the Mizbeach mean? We had a little bit yesterday. Right? The face is where something enters in. Right, something enters into your mouth, it's from the face. So where does the ramp enter into the Mizbeach? From this outside. That's why it's called the face of the Mizbeach. So if it says, that's why you might have thought the south. So how do you put these 2 psukim together? One says Lifnei Hashem, which would mean west. One says Lifnei HaMizbeach, which would mean south. So HaKetzad, the corner. Magisha Bekerem HaRavaz Jeromis Kineged Chudash Al Keren Vidayo. You bring it to the corner, and that is enough. That's the source, and then you learn from there to chatas. Reb Elazar Omer, Reb Elazar has a little different understanding. Yacho yagishena l'marava shel keren oladroma shel keren. You might think that you have to bring it to one or the other side. Amart. So he says, no. Reb Elazar says a fundamental principle. Kol makom shata motzei shtei mikros. Whenever you have 2 psukim, Echad mekayim atzmo, mekayim chaveiro. And if you focus on one of them, then you could have that one true, and you could figure out how to fit it into the other one too. The echad mekayim atzmo mevata chaveiro. But if you pick the other one, that pasuk will be true, but the other one will be impossible to be true. So what do you choose? You'd rather choose the pasuk that could be totally true and you could really fit in the other pasuk as well, rather than rejecting an interpretation of an entire pasuk. So here too, kshata omer pnei Hashem b'mayrav, if you bring the mincha to the total west, hechad kiyamta al pnei mizbeach, then pnei mizbeach is totally not true. You're not going to know what to do with that, because that only means south. Ukshaata omer al pnei mizbeach bidarom, but if you bring it to the south, kiyamta lefnei Hashem bidarom, then you could still interpret lefnei Hashem as the darom. How? Hechad kiyamta, amar avashi, ksavar haitana, kuli mizbeach mitzafon koi, as we had last week, right, all the different sheets about where the mizbeach was. If you say the entire mizbeach is in the tzafon, so when you come out of the hechal, and the whole Mizbeach is the south side of Mizbeach is Lefnei Hashem. So therefore, says Rebbe Elazar, you could do the Mincha to the south side, not Dafka to the corner, right? Machlokas Tanaim. Good, period. B'chol makom ha'isek she'er v'chulu. My Ka'amar, what's the Mishnah talking about? Remember, what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said that you could do it, you do it on the southwest corner, the Chatas Ha'of, and really you could do it anywhere, but this was the place. So, what was the flow of the Mishnah? You do it here, do it anywhere, do it here. Says the Gemara, my Kamar, what's the Mishnah talking about? Amar Avashi, Hachi Kamar. This is what it means. Bechol makom ha'isak shera limelikasa. Elazeh haya makoma lehaza asa. Anywhere you could have done the malika, right, anywhere, but this was the place for its haza'a. This was the place for its sprinkling. Tanina laha, the Tana Rabbanan. Let's just do the Gemara. The Tana Rabbanan, Malka b'chol makom mizbeach shera. If you do malika anywhere on the mizbeach, it's kosher. He's a dama b'chol makom shera. If you zmaze or you spritz out the dam of the chadas ha'of, it's kosher anywhere. He's a velo mitzah shera. And if you did hazah, but you did not do mitzah, the Torah tells us that not only you have to sprinkle, but you have to squish the neck of the animal. Rashi says on the top of the next amud into the wall of the mizbeach. And in that way, that's mitzui. So if you don't, that's only ilchachila. That's not, if you don't do that, kshera, it's okay, b'diavet. As long as you did it below the chodasikra. Because that's where chadas ha'of has to be done. The Gemara says, my kamar, what does that mean? You just said you could do it. You don't have to do it, and then as long as you do it underneath. So my kamar, we're missing some words here. So the Gemara says, okay, this is what it means. Hachi kamar. Malaka b'chal makam b'mizek shera. You could do malika anywhere on the mizbeach. Mitzah dama b'chal makam b'mizek shera. Mitzui also can be done anywhere on the mizbeach. Right, Rashi says in the next Amud that mitzui is not really an avoda. Shem hiza v'lo mitzek shera. Because after all, if you don't do the mitzah at all, it's kosher. But ubelvacha yitain michod asik olamata midama nefesh. As long as you do some sprinkling below, some hazaa has to be done below the chotasikra. If you want to get away without the mitzui, you have to do it below the chotasikra. Remember, we mentioned a couple of days ago the machlokas between the Raivin and the Balamor. It was quoted. We quoted it right here in the Shidim Kubetzes and the Hashmatos and Daf Samach Gimel. Now we're up to Daf Samach Gimel. The Raivin and the Balamor argued, does Malika of a Chatas Ha'of have to be on the Mizbeach on top? And it can be anywhere on top? Do we require that? Or the Gemara is just saying, if you do it on top, then it can be done anywhere on top, but it also can be done anywhere in the Azara as well. So that is the Machlokas quoted here between the Balamar and the Ravid. The Ravid says, "Mlimukasa b'chol makam b'mizbeach sheirah shalai kovel lo kavel lo makam l'mlimukasa miutzri chachidei b'mizbeach kedei shetehei krovel lo makam azasa." Because it's got to be right before the Azah. The Achronim say because the Malika is tchilas hazah, and therefore it's got, according to the Ravid, and therefore it's both got to be on top of the mizbeach. But the Balamar there argues. Balamar says that the Raza, that's the Balamar, Mashakasav arrive and we see him because Mizbeach Kashalan Allah. Hadarmina Bachamakam Isaac Shera. What does that mean? Bachamakam on the Mizbeach? Come on. Shmamina Mikasa ink fias makam klal. I feel like Khila Ulapizer Damanefesh Lochashin and Dink Fias Makam El Haza Asa. Don't worry about it, you can do it anywhere in the Azara. Right, that is the machlokes between the Balamar and the Ravid, how to understand this Gemara. Okay, maybe tomorrow we'll start off again with a little discussion of Malika, which we discussed in the past as well, and then we will continue as we get into more Chatos HaOf and Olos HaOf discussions. Right, these blot now are all about Ofos. Okay, we'll stop here. Tonight is the Parsha Shir, Bezrat Hashem.